All right. You're as healthy as a Thendorian death hog.
Thank you, Doctor. I think.
There is another member of the crew. I'm very concerned about their health, Captain. Their heart rate's irregular. They're hardly eating. They're irritable. And their internal organs seem to be shutting down, and I don't know why. Who is this crew member? It's Spock, Jim.
Spock?
He's also ranting on about he has to get to Vulcan.
Thanks, Bones. I'll go have a word with him.
He probably won't talk with you. I know I wouldn't. Spock, it's Jim.
Come on. Oh, live long and prosper, Dibrin.
What are you doing, Spock?
Captain, I must get to Vulcan.
Why, Spock? Ooh, that looks very painful.
Pain is irrelevant to a Vulcan at Ponfar time, Captain.
Ponfar, Spock?
I must mate with my betrothed on the planet Vulcan. Or die trying, Captain.
Can't you just pull one off like everybody else does?
If I was human, Captain. But I'm Vulcan. And I must mate with my betrothed one on Vulcan. Or there is a 99.8% chance that this will explode.
All right, Spock. I'll tell the Federation we have to go to Vulcan immediately. It's a matter of life and death.
It is, Captain. Oh, yeah, baby. Come on, Dippering. I'm not gonna hurt you. Oh, yeah.
Plot a course for Vulcan, Mr. Godfrey, and make it warp 8. We have to try and get to Vulcan before Spock's dick explodes.
Aye, Captain.